Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Even though President Trump has not moved the United States Embassy to Jerusalem and has not resolved the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the Jews are God's chosen people, and the land of Israel is God's chosen land. That's the headline. Winky Medad will join me in just a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, I've got to tell you that people here in America are talking about the fact that President Trump is going to move that U.S. embassy out of Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. He's simply delayed it. It's not that he's not going to do it. It's on delay right now. Now, there's a lot of talk about the Jewish settlements, the Jewish communities out there in Judea and Samaria being a hindrance to the peace process. Would you agree with that?
Well, I agree with that the talk has been there, number one. I also agree with you fully that he's only delaying it. I was interviewed on another radio station, Jimmy, and I mentioned to them that at the present moment, Mr. Trump is giving in to the Arabists of the State Department to try to go one way. If Mr. Trump finds out that he's going to be treated just like Obama and Bush and Clinton and the Arab rejectionism and demanding more and fooling around, he's going to be very angry. And I think there was a leak, and then it was confirmed by Mahmoud Abbas himself, the president of the Palestinian Authority, that he got basically yelled at, or should I say that Mr. Trump was upset with the incitement that was going on, and that he was lied to because Abbas told him there was nothing going on, and we had the proof that it is going on. Hopefully that would work in our favor.
Well, I've read the Bible, as you mentioned earlier. We knew all of this was going to ultimately happen. God's word is going to indeed be fulfilled.
I would have to say amen to that, Jimmy, because that's the way it's been happening. I have full trust and confidence in the message that we read in the Bible, and hopefully that our stay on this earth in the land of Israel will benefit all of mankind, and I hope that all of mankind will continue to support us as much as possible and not give in to any sort of Arab propaganda claims, but support Israel as God's chosen land and his chosen people.
Winky Medad, stating the truth that the Jews are God's chosen people and the land of Israel is God's chosen land. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The problem in our world today is that people do not accept the Bible as God's word as an absolute. God's word does state that the Jews are God's chosen people. That's Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. He has a special plan for the Jewish people in the future, and that's Ezekiel chapters 34 and 37. Israel is God's chosen land, according to Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14, and the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36. God's plan for the future, aside from political decisions, will be fulfilled. He will fulfill his promises to the Jewish people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...